sports fans, join the conversation on the go with Audio Roadshow, the free mobile app that brings talk radio fans one step closer to the studio. Get live streaming audio, flash polls, and the ability to record and send a 10-second audio comment from your iPhone or Android.
He's an impact player on defense.
They've just got so many holes in the roster to fill.
He already cost us one World Series.
The Audio Roadshow app from CBS Local. Download it free at the App Store and Google Play.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Center, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at SuburbanTire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Now that the Bears have hired Ryan Pace as their new GM, the search for a new head coach intensifies.
The first order of business is to hire the right head coach to lead us to championships.
As soon as news breaks, we'll have all the details. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It's 4 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. Chicago Wolves host Rockford next Saturday, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. With the hire of new Bears GM Ryan Pace, it sounds like a major mental change could come for the Bears on the field.
You know, we talk a lot about New Orleans, that a lot of teams in the NFL beat themselves, you know, because they don't have those type of players. And that's not going to be us. So we're going to have intelligent, instinctive players, tough players.
Interview with Les Grobstein, I guess, on 670 The Score earlier. Pace was with Spiegel and Manley. That could be heard at 670thescore.com. Pace is excited for this opportunity. His first and most important order of business will be to hire a head coach. He dove into that process yesterday, just 1 hour after being hired, leading the interview with Cardinals defense coordinator Todd Bowles. At only 37, Pace said he will have final say in hiring the head coach, but will consult anyone necessary, including Ernie Accorsi, Bears hired consultant this offseason. There are rumblings that Doug Marrone, the former Buffalo Bills head coach, could be a possibility for the job as a head coach of the Bears, as Pace worked with him in New Orleans. Derrick Rose called Wizards guard John Wall a handful this morning. Tonight, the Bulls are in nation's capital, where they won 99-91 on December 23rd. Tip is at 7. Hawks are in Edmonton. Puck drops at 8:30. And this weekend, tune into The Score all weekend. Divisional round of NFL playoff games will be right here. Ravens, Patriots, and Panthers. Seahawks on Saturday. Cowboys, Packers, followed by the Colts and Broncos on Sunday. This Scoreboard update was brought to you by SportsMockery.com, the app for Chicago sports fans. Download Sports Mockery. Walgreens makes it quick and easy to get the cold relief you need, like Walgreens brand cold and flu relief products. They're right here, so you can get in and out, packed, and back to feeling better in a snap. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station for breaking Bears news and information. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on The Score.
When I think about my experiences in New Orleans, think about New Orleans in 2005. I was in a good situation in New Orleans, and then we come back to New Orleans. We knew when we got back to New Orleans. When Sean got to New Orleans, obviously he'd come from Bill Parcells. But my experiences in New Orleans and my 15 years in New Orleans, in reality, the structures aren't that different right now from what we had in New Orleans. So first of all, I lean on my experiences in New Orleans. So in New Orleans, the pro and the college departments are blended together. I ascended up the ladder in New Orleans. Again, in New Orleans, we were blended together. So the whole time I'm doing college things, you know, the Saints, my entire focus was on making the Saints better. The Saints, you know, when I first started with the Saints, Ted honestly reminds me a lot of Mickey Loomis, who I've worked with in New Orleans, so I think there's an automatic connection.
Boers and Bernstein.
It's a 10.
Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score.
That's just fun.
403 Chicago Sports Radio 67. The score, Boris and Bernstein talking to you with 312-644-6767. That just damn fun.
You know what that reminded me of? I remember when, for years, when I first started as a reporter, they'd given me the station-issued cassette recorder. And then near the end of my time, they were switching over to, you know, now everything is just on a chip that they use. But for we had the mini disc, the digital mini disc, and it allowed me to edit right on the device that I couldn't do with cassette tape. And it was the Broncos Super Bowl when Shanahan was coaching. And it was a single press conference. And it was just like it struck Tanny, the number of New Orleans references. I kept listening to Shanahan, and I played this on your show. And he kept every single answer Shanahan had included the word football.
Yep.
Every single one.
Priceless.
Our football team is a good football team. Football players, football team, football game. Over and over over. And it was something like 39
I think so.
Mentions of football in one press conference.
Priceless.
And that was the first time I realized that I had the tools at my disposal to just string all of that together and how ridiculous it sounded. And I don't know, does Shanahan still talk like that?
Yes.
He does?
He does. He does.
He's a good football player, good football team. Our football team's a good football team.
He does.
And more so than other sports, that no sport has guys who somehow need to say the name of their sport more than football. I don't know why. You don't hear basketball guys do that. Our basketball team's a good basketball team. We're a good basketball players in the basketball team.
No, that's I remember that. Absolutely priceless. Ever since then, by the way, ever since then, I've had no use for him. you did that.
I know.
And I had no use for him ever since. That's the God's truth.
It doesn't mean he's a bad coach. It just means he's a little ridiculous.
Well, the recent results I have would indicate that, yes, indeed he is.
And that
he's not that good.
I just don't know why that is. That you don't hear, our baseball team's good baseball. They're good baseball players in this baseball team. You want to go out there and win a baseball game, you need some good baseball players to play good baseball for you. I mean, you don't hear that.
Wait a minute. That wasn't part of Joe Madden's press conference? He didn't do that?
This hockey team's got good hockey players, and we're going to go out and play a game of hockey. You got to have good hockey players in your hockey team for this great game of hockey.
I think it's safe to say nobody knows why football people do what they do. nobody knows.
That's a uniquely football thing.
Nobody knows.
You'll occasionally hear somebody say, that's a fine golf shot. And I always say, well, you're playing golf. So
that's a fine shot.
That's a fine shot.
Unless there's some woman in the crowd. Not the only one.
Now, as soon as you say woman in the crowd, I'm immediately picturing a black woman holding a bottle of champagne.
That's what you should be picturing.
That's a better shot. That story's so great. And he's sexting her.
Yep.
What he's going to do to her in a hotel room in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Hot text messages that apparently he never paid for, the cheap bastard. Running around and not paying for it. Pick up the tab. You're getting the sweetness. Come on, dude. Pink and brown.
The 312 and the 847 both remind that Michael Jordan always said the game of basketball. That's true. Instead of saying basketball, he would say the game of basketball. Yeah, he did. And the 574 says nobody says football more than Tim Beckman.
Ooh, he made some changes.
To his pants. Uptown Chris, you're on the score.
Giggle.
With his giggle.
Hey, how you doing?
On. Hi, Chris.
I just moved from Buffalo a week and a half ago. I'm originally from Chicago. Been away for 6 years. I'm glad I get to hear real talk, sports talk now with you guys again.
Well, you can hear us in Buffalo, too. We're on the web.
I don't know that would be true.
I know. But, you know, getting caught in 9 feet of snow and stuck in my house for 5 days, you know, it kind of, you go crazy, all right? But anyway, if we hire Doug Marrone, I am going to put a shotgun to my head because I'm sick of, I moved from Chicago to Buffalo, then Dick Duran followed me.
He's Dave following Wonsett you, yeah.
Followed
yeah.
Me.
yeah he's not, Doug Marrone's me. Following you.
I'm a Bills fan too now because I spent 3 years out of there and that's all they have is the Bills to Sabres.
Well, you can't be a Bills and Bears fan. That's too much torture.
All right, well, wait a second here. While we've got you here, Chris, educate us so we're not out of town stupid. What specifically do you not like about Doug Marrone?
He is, first of all, he couldn't take the media pressure out in Buffalo. How in the heck is he going to take the media? I know he's interviewed with the Jets, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know if you look, what was the biggest thing was fourth and one, fourth and two. The 2 years that he coached the Bills, that was the most years that they've punted in two seasons combined. Like, he's a coward. He jumped out of town. And
they did.
He's getting paid no matter what this year by the Bills. And now if he comes to Chicago, that'd be the biggest mistake they ever make.
Well, they were 9-7, though, with Kyle Orkman.
Who retired.
Yep, and then he retired.
I'd love to know what he's going to do, because he's going to do something with his life. Kyle's an interesting cat. He's going to, you know, his dad was held public office, and I know that Kyle is always sort of talked about politics. I don't know if he'd run, because there's too many pictures out there, probably, yeah, for him to run for anything.
I think the other guy, the guy he's running against would have fun with it.
Can you trust this man with a nuclear launch codes?
Yeah, no, I don't know. I think there's enough grief in life that you can bring upon yourself, or maybe you just run into. But if you're going to be a Bears fan, you don't want to be a Bills fan, too.
You don't want to be a Bills fan at all. I know Bills fans. Trust me, they're miserable people.
One's enough.
They're really unfortunate people.
Unfortunate people.
They just are.
They were 9-7, though, and they beat the Bears.
Yeah, they did.
You knew right then that Dr. Death was weaving his magic.
That's the one where Forte fumbled, right?
Yep.
Kyle Orton.
You're a broadcaster. Say all the letters in his name.
I just don't think anybody should be both. I mean, if you want to be a Packers fan or something, and somebody, that's fine. But you gotta bring a little joy to your life.
On the South Side, Calvin is on WSCR.
Gentlemen, I have a scenario for the new general manager. Let's say he makes a football decision. He says, "I want this stud left tackle on our team," and Ted Thompson gets the memo. If Ted Thompson's true response is whatever our money situation is,
do you mean Ted Phillips?
I'm so sorry. Ted Phillips. Thank you. If Ted Phillips is his true response is, I have to make this happen because a football decision was made.
It doesn't get to him. If he wants a stud left tackle, he goes, Calvin, and gets the tackle.
Calvin, it doesn't get to
him. Ted's not involved in that.
Nothing. Trust us. Why do you?
But the money side.
No,
they're not cheap.
No.
The Bears will spend bad money with anybody.
They let Phil Emery go spend whatever he wanted to spend, just as they're going to let this guy go spend whatever he wants to spend.
They gave money to Marshall. They gave the giant contract to Cutler. They brought in a free agent class, so it was very
Houston
expensive.
And Jared Allen. I mean, come on, and Willie Young. Calvin, the only guy he's going to go to.
Wow.
The only guy he's going to go to is a cap guy to say, can I do this pursuant to the cap? He doesn't have to go to Ted Phillips and ask for money to sign players.
So we really have a guy that's going to make football decisions.
You did! Yes. Emery did!
Emery did, too. Bad ones, but he made them.
Emery didn't have to get permission to sign guys.
Look at the contracts he gave out just this last offseason, Calvin.
Okay.
He didn't have to go to Ted Phillips or George McCaskey. He went to the cap guy, checked it out, looked at it, and he gave away a ton of money. And he also burdened us with Dr. Death for two awful years.
Yeah, the only guy he's going to consult is going to be Cliff Stein or somebody else is looking at a cap and
say,
what are the ramifications of this particular contract? Yeah, but when you hear from him, this is not a guy who's got to run down the hallway and have somebody sign a piece of paper that allows him to make football decisions.
He can make them.
Signing players are football decisions. Jeez.
Maddie's right.
Yeah.
Maddie's right. I mean, I think when you have consistent failure, this is where you wind up. I read the other day where the Bears are, where they line up with other franchises, and that's a bad pack right there. You don't want to be down with them. Any sentence that starts the Bears and the Raiders, you don't want to finish the sentence.
Unless you're talking about, like, the mid-1980s.
Yeah, you're not.
I don't want to talk about them anymore. Yeah, it's enough of that.
I mean, I understand, you know, I guess why people feel this way, but I mean, what we're trying to do here is just let you know that don't think of what you hear, take it literally. They're like, oh, yeah, he's got to report to him.
By the hierarchy of the organization, he's underneath the president. But it was an unfortunate choice of words to say report to.
It was.
No, it just means that you stay away from that and you say that he is in charge of all things football, period, paragraph. And by the way, it was the Carolina game when Forte fumbled. The Bills game was the Cutler interception right into the stomach of the big fat white guy.
Oh, yeah.
Where he just kind of
well, there were so many. I get them mixed up after. Which one exactly beat you in that game?
Glencoe and Steve on the score.
Yeah, guys, you've done a great job with this. I can't believe the narrative on Ted Phillips, because he's just the business end of a huge billion-dollar corporation, which, by the way, 20% of their corporation is owned by McKenna and Ryan, two of the most competitive business guys in Chicago. These guys, and they're behind the scenes. So if he was doing a bad job, Ted Phillips, he would have been gone. Simple. He's in the business end of this whole situation.
And they've always been very pleased with him.
Yeah, if they weren't, he'd be gone. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
He's making them money.
Correct.
He's not on the football side.
He's not making football decisions.
Right.
That's all we're trying to get to.
I'm not making this up when I tell you that half the players he nods to in the hall, he has no idea who they are.
Sort of like me and Bourbonnet.
Correct. Who is this guy?
I don't know.
You're
the man who pays attention, and you know,
men climb into the van, and
I don't know who they are.
And practice has been over for 6 hours, and they're not even Bears. We just have giants.
We just take any sweaty candidate.
Right, that's after the sun goes down.
Croft is stopping by next summer.
Oh, as long as he's bringing his woman, he could drive up in the golf cart with her. Here he is. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. That's a lapse in judgment.
For 3 years, dude! He's got a case of Tattinger, and it's chilled.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. Man, oh, man. Oh, man.
A slight lapse in judgment as I poured champagne down this woman's fine, fine ass.
Yeah, I wanted to see if I could order that last night. Get some for the kids.
No hotel.
Ass champagne. they, oddly enough, did not have it. Said they could look for it. Said, well, they could help you.
Yeah, I made a mistake last night. I couldn't help myself. I did the same thing I always do. I ordered Thai, and I love Thai food. You know, I love it. And I love really, really, really spicy Thai.
Mm-hmm.
The place I go has a proprietary chili that they grow themselves. And it's just like, remember that time we went for Chinese and you said, give me like fire, God.
Yes, I do. Right. I remember the result,
it,
too.
And it sort of scared.
I'm still hearing about.
It frightened the server. And you're just like, I want it hot. And oh, boy.
Yes,
it was been a long day.
And then it was ice cream time and you were mad. And then,
well, we ended up with ice cream, though.
Chili ice cream.
Yep. I went back to what I used to do as a kid from the back seat of the car, and that was just whine until somebody stopped and got me what I wanted. And it worked again. Just like the same trick always works on me now as a father. Trash Can Man is on the score. What's up, Trash Can Man?
Hello, boys.
Hey!
Trash Can Man!
Here's my concern with Mr. Pace. It's not his age per se. The Bears being the oldest franchise in the league, I can see somebody in the office going, Sonny, we've been doing football for 100 years. Why don't you sit down and learn something from the adults and let us do this ourselves? That's my concern, is he's going to be strong enough to say no.
Nobody's going to say that to him. Nobody's going to say that to him. There's not anybody in that building is going to say that to him.
I hope not.
They don't want to.
No.
They don't want to do anybody above him. Their desire isn't there.
All they want is to be right, Trash Can.
All they want is they want to win.
Yeah, they don't want to lead him around by the nose. They don't want to do any of that. They just want to be right about a guy. You know, it's not like, let's find another guy who sucks. No, that's not the idea, and it's not. And this, they paid $300,000. To a guy with an unknown something on his head to help them with this. And he liked this, and he'll discuss the coach with him, but the ultimate authority lies with Ryan Pace. It's not like, oh, boy, we got to have a meeting. No. I mean, any smart guy running a team, as you point out, Theo does it. He asks other people's opinion. It doesn't hurt. Doesn't cost you anything to find out what somebody else thinks. And if they go, you'll go, why? Why are you doing that? What don't you like? What did I miss? I mean, I just don't think there's anything wrong with that. But all they want to do is be right. They don't want to, you know, save money. They don't want to order him around. They don't want to tell him what to do every day of his life. They just want to win. not wint. They do not want to wint.
That, now, that causes you to giggle.
Kind of a giggle.
Uh-oh.
You got waxed in your playoff game.
Oh, boy, did
you. Kind of a giggle.
Yeah. Woo, doggy.
Baby.
That Big Ten, that Big Ten seems to be pretty good, too, at some places.
And I urge you to stick around at 5 o'clock. We replay the interview that Ryan Pace did.
That's the one you want to hear. The Scores Midday Show.
Because I think it will allay some fears here that seem to be widespread and stoked by people who don't want to listen to what's being said. Bors and Bernstein, WSCR, The Score.
The Bears' new GM, Ryan Pace, addressed Bears fans. Heard live on The Score.
The relationship between the head coach and general manager, that's critical. So is the head coach and the quarterback. Those are the two most important relationships in the building.
Now stay tuned for the latest news on the Bears' head coach search. And when news breaks, we'll have all the details on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Jim Rome with a CBS Sports Minute. Former FBI Director Robert Mueller says he, quote, found no evidence that any NFL employee received, downloaded, or watched the tape, end quote, of Ray Rice knocking out his then-fiance in the elevator, but he did add that the league, quote, should have done more, end quote. Right, because the league could not have done any less. The report does not exonerate the commissioner, and it does not tell us anything that we didn't already know. Either Roger Goodell lied when he said that he had never seen that elevator tape, or if he really hadn't seen it, it's because he didn't want to see it, in which case he probably should have been fired. Fortunately for Goodell, most folks didn't even know this investigation was going on, and the ones who did probably no longer care. No one other than the owners are buying what you're selling, Raj. I'm Jim Rome.
Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Every week, listeners are still winning big money at DraftKings.com, the one-week fantasy game of the New England Patriots. With one-week fantasy, the action starts again every week. Right through the playoffs, you can pick your team in minutes anytime you want and be on your way to winning instant cash. So join in on what hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already discovered. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code BOSTON to play for free. DraftKings.com, exclusive partner of the Patriots. Enter BOSTON for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
The All Canada Show. The All Canada Show has pointed you in the right direction, north that is, for 30 years. And the tradition continues January 8th through the 11th at Pheasant Run Resort St. Charles. The All Canada Show offers Canada's best fishing and hunting with the largest gathering of Canadian lodges in the U.S. The first 50 to book their Canadian adventure each day receive a $50 gift card. The All Canada Show, January 8th through the 11th at Pheasant Run Resort. Log on to allcanada.com for tickets, seminar schedule, and more. You could win a Canadian adventure of a lifetime.
The All Canada Show.
Sports fans, have you considered a career in sports administration? According to Forbes, the sports industry is projected to grow by $145 billion by 2015. Join one of the fastest growing industries by completing an 18-month master's degree in sports administration at Robert Morris University, Illinois. Don't drop the ball. Visit www.robertmorris.edu/masters or call Robert Morris University's Graduate School at 312-935-4812.
Every week, listeners are still winning big money at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With one-week fantasy, the action starts again every week. Right through the playoffs, you can pick your team in minutes, anytime you want, and be on your way to winning instant cash. So join in on what hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already discovered. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter the promo code SCORE to play for free. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter SCORE for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Hi, it's Tom Thayer inviting you to a Schneider truck driver hiring event on January 10th in my hometown, Joliet. Schneider recruiters will be at the Clarion Inn and Convention Center in Joliet January 10th from 10 to 2, and I'll be there from noon to 2 for autographs, photos, and talking football. See Schneider's Ride of Pride military tribute truck and enter a prize drawing for CDL holders. For details on this event and Schneider's careers, visit SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action. Featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit RealTimeSportsBar.com.
Progressive presents Flo's newest smash hit. The Name Your Price tool gives you lots of coverage options.
The Name Your Price tool. You give us a budget and we'll show you a range of coverage options. But we can't go over all the dessert options. Your server will be back in just a second and he'll explain.
The Name Your Price tool, only from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Unbelievable.
Radio's best personalities.
The Kevin and Bean shows.
Got Shannon in the morning.
Your favorite music from the biggest stars.
Hey guys, I'm Iggy Azalea.
Hi, I'm Tim McGraw.
Radio.com has the latest in music news, on-demand shows, and is the destination for CBS events and concerts.
Yay.
The granny goes too.
Music, news, sports, and interactive content.
Radio.com.
So, what brings you and Greg to marriage counseling today?
Jake from State Farm. My husband calls him all the time. 2, 3 in the morning, it doesn't matter.
I see. Greg, is this true?
Yeah, Jake saves us tons on our insurance. No matter what time it is, he's always there.
Mm-hmm. And how much did he save you?
Hundreds.
Listen, can I call this Jake from State Farm?
You've got to be kidding me.
State Farm is there for you anytime, anywhere. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM or click today. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Tonight on My 50 Chicago, the Bulls are making some noise, and WGN Sports is the only place you'll hear Neil and Stacy with a call as the Bulls battle Washington.
Yes. Score will be next. Follow the score on Twitter at 670 The Score. Like the score on Facebook or visit 670thescore.com/events. 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's number one sports station.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
Good voice of Bruce in Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score, talking about Ryan Pace and really more so, I guess, just trying to make people understand that if he fails, it's not because Ted Phillips did something to him or George McCaskey did something to him or didn't give him something he wanted or whatever. And just like the others, just like Phil Emery or Jerry Angelo or those, they failed on their own merit. They didn't fail because anybody messed with them. And you could say, well, they hired the wrong guy. That's fair. You could say they hired the wrong guy. But in terms of messing around with them or sticking their nose in football stuff, they don't do it.
They don't want to
do
it.
It's simple as that.
And I've also learned, too, that this perception issue with the Bears is so intractable. This is sort of like the anti-vax movement, where you've got something that's settled in on the basis of something that's not true.
Yep, it's not leaving.
And it's probably not leaving.
No,
It would be, now that I think about it, it would have been in the Bears' best interest to have George introduce Pace instead of Ted. People just have made up their minds that Ted is some sort of meddler, mm-hmm. and they hate him. And nothing. And despite what he says and despite what Pace says, no one's listening. And people still hear what they want to hear and thinking that he's just trying to shoehorn his way into football decisions and poke his nose into stuff. And even though it's not true, I think the Bears might have to take some steps to combat the perception.
Would seem so.
I don't know what they've got to say.
Today was not, there was not a proper step. That's not, I thought it
apparently
when I heard
not.
It immediately.
See, I don't, I guess I'm not as sensitive to it.
Yeah, I'm sensitive.
Now back to the earlier discussion, because I saw Ted and I know, I don't think what other people are thinking, because I know what he's not doing.
Yeah, I know.
But I guess people see him say, oh, hiss. He's the reason why the Bears are bad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, okay.
It's a very common narrative. And I mean, when you made, look, again, mistakes, oh, yes, many, many, many. But have the Bears failed over the years with various general managers, incarnation of coaches or players? No. No, they haven't failed because of meddling. They failed because they failed. And you could say, well, that's bad hiring. Okay. Won't argue with that. It is. Ultimately, if you end up firing the guy or if you're in shambles as you are now, yes, that's two bad hires. That's a bad hire. You're a general manager, and he made a bad hire than Dr. Death.
So they give Ernie Accorsi $333,000 for a couple of weeks to come in and try to make sure they're not stupid.
Correct.
We'll see. Right now, we'll take caller 10 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, and the winner will qualify for the Night Before Flyaway giveaway. One lucky winner will win a trip for two to Phoenix for the Night Before Flyaway concert presented by Verizon, featuring Jason Aldean, Dierks Bentley, and Florida Georgia Line, performing live Saturday, January 31st, 2015 at U.S. Airways Center, and then you're off to the Super Bowl. Thanks to Bud Light, Verizon is the official wireless service provider of Super Bowl 49, brought to you locally by Art Van Furniture and 670 The Score. Coming up at 5, we'll give one more listen to the interview that the new Bears GM did with Patrick Mattingly.
And listen
and
closely.
Holmes. And there were really good questions asked.
Mm-hmm.
And Patrick had some things. Patrick's been a reporter today. Talk show host, reporter, finding out info, calling sources, getting things. It's all good stuff.
Working it.
Yeah. And Rudy says, have we verified that Steve Croft isn't the same guy that sexted the show who was going to knock the bottom out of that monkey? Said, that story is the best. I'll never look at 60 Minutes, champagne, or pudding without making a bad Steve Croft joke ever again.
I want to eat your pudding.
That's what he said.
Oh, my Lord, Lord, Lord. But no, it was hard to look at him anyway.
Right. But now it's really great.
Scoreboard update.
4:30 from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Adam Harris. Chicago Wolves host Rockford next Saturday, part of the Illinois Lottery Cup. Visit chicagowolves.com. During his introductory press conference today, new Bears GM Ryan Pace referred to his 14 years of experience in New Orleans a lot. And why not? He worked his way up to interim GM, director of player personnel, through dedication, always saying yes. Pace wants to take some of the leadership qualities he saw in Saints linebacker Jonathan Vilma, bring him here.
You know, we talk a lot about New Orleans, that a lot of teams in the NFL beat themselves, you know, because they don't have those type of players. And that's not going to be us. So we're going to have intelligent, instinctive players, tough players. He was fine with holding players accountable, enforcing team rules. And if Jonathan Vilma called the meeting, everybody was there. So when I think of leadership, it's really that, you know. And you know, what's best is when your best players are your best leaders. And in New Orleans, that was Drew Brees and Jonathan Vilma when we won the Super Bowl.
And that was Pace with the Spiegel and Mattingly Show. For anyone scared of Ryan Pace, B&B have a replay of that interview at 5 o'clock. Lawrence Holmes and Patrick Mattingly killed it. Pace signed a 5-year deal with the Bears. Very excited to be in Chicago. Bulls are in the nation's capital tonight. Tip at 7 against the Wizards. The Bulls lost by 20 Wednesday night to the Utah Jazz. They also visited the White House. Hawks are in Edmonton tonight, second of a back-to-back. They're riding a 6-game winning streak against the Oilers, and the Hawks trail Nashville by 2 points for the Central Division lead. Back to the Bears and Pace. He has a past with former Bills head coach Doug Marrone in New Orleans, so there are talks that Marrone might have a leg up on the head coaching job here in Chicago. Make sure to tune in this weekend to The Score. We broadcast all 4 divisional round games. This scoreboard update is brought to you by SportsMockery.com, like Chicago's hottest Facebook page, Sports Mockery. The new Mini Cooper hardtop 4-door is here. That's 100% more doors than the original 2-door. Plus, with a premium, fully connected cockpit, there is more legroom and headroom than the Mercedes-Benz CLA. Learn more at MiniUSA.com/4-door. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to Home for Bears Fans, Chicago's number one sports station, for breaking down, for breaking the Bears news and information. Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, it would appear that Doug Marrone has been added to the list. We visited with Jay Glazer earlier today and Boris Bernstein, and he really likes Dan Quinn. Thinks that he's a rock star coach waiting to happen. I assume, have the Bears talked to Dan Quinn yet?
Yes, I think.
Okay.
I think they interviewed him and Gase, right?
Is that the two guys? I couldn't remember.
Those two and Bowles.
Without, okay.
Fine. I'm open to anything. Like we have no choice but to trust the fact that Ryan Pace is going to find a guy in, I assume, will play the role of that strong-willed, big-voice Sean Payton kind of guy.
That's what you want.
A charismatic hard-ass. This is Don on The Score. Hi, Don.
Yeah, gentlemen, just following up on the conversation with Maddie and then what you, Dan, were saying just before your update. You know, the perception problem, I think, literally, and I hate to say this, goes back to all the meatball fans in the 1980s. This is the whole thing where Michael McCaskey was interfering with team operations and was making decisions like not paying Wilbur Marshall and taking the draft picks. So the whole perception of the McCaskies are cheap and they don't spend money.
Well, Michael got fired.
Right, but people can't get past that. That left that bruise, that mark, and is not going to heal.
Maybe you're right, because I do remember, Don, that when on draft day, he was there talking about players.
Yep.
Remember Walt Harris? That they drafted Walt Harris, and Michael McCaskey comes out and says, oh, we found a defensive winger. And
Dan Thomas.
And I guess some of that is just indelible.
Dan Thomas was Ditka.
If that's your point, you might be right.
Dan Thomas was Ditka. Yeah, but that, for the love of God. I mean, George has never done that. Michael's got nothing to do with it anymore. I mean, look, everything was different then in terms of money and all that stuff. Trust us on this. It's not money. It's not, you know, making Penny scream. That's not it. That's not what's going on here. It's not for lack of spending. Look what they spent just during this offseason. Look what they committed to. Even if some of the commitments are not fully met, look what they have to deal out in one offseason. Look what they did. And, I mean, they've been doing this continually. They've been willing to spend money on players. So, I mean, whatever happened when the old Bears broke up, the mighty, mighty Bears, and, oh, the downward cycle began. I mean, yes, that was Michael McCaskey. Yes, that was about money. But there was far more things that broke up that ruined that Bears thing than Wilbur Marshall leaving.
In Frankfurt, Jason is on WSCR.
Hey, guys. My question today is, I'm happy about Pace being hired and everything, but my question is, how would you guys explain what it means that Pace has to report to Ted Phillips?
Jason, all he was pointing out the fact that that's the organizational structure. He's not literally reporting to him. It was a bad choice of words by Phillips. He should have used another word. Or he shouldn't have brought it up at all, because he's not literally reporting to him. He's just a level underneath him on the organizational structure, but entirely in charge of football.
Okay. I don't know. I think that stuff matters. If it was a bad choice of words, it's a bad choice
he's
of
not,
words. I'm not terribly hung up on it. I'm just saying, to me, it has the feeling that everybody's trying to feel out why do people react that way.
Yeah, it's bad. I agree. It's bad. The fact that you have to ask that question is probably an indication that Ted shouldn't have said that. I agree with you.
Yeah, and I wish Ted would stop doing that, by the way. He has this thing about doing that, and he should stop that.
Yeah, don't say he reports to me. You should say I proudly am handing the keys to Chicago Bears football to Ryan Pace.
Yeah, and nothing more. Take a seat. Yeah, thank you for the call. That was just...
Because that's just going to make dumb people dumber.
Everything again.
Right.
It just fueled it all up. They all ran to the gas station, got their new fuel, and here they come again.
Yeah, I guess the impact of that was probably lost on me because I know what he meant.
No, I when I heard it, I was in the car, and I thought, oh, God, no. Oh, God, no.
But he's the president.
He didn't just say that. I mean, I know what it is.
It's no different than Mark Murphy pointing out the fact that per their structure, Ted Thompson reports to him. But he's not literally running down the hall filing a report. It's not TPS reports like Office Space. Could you give me your daily report? You what have you done today?
You know, the perception of Ted Phillips is far different than Mark Murphy. I mean, everybody, if there's a target.
Yeah, he can't make that mistake.
That's right. That's on him. And I mean, again, it's the bigger picture does nothing to do with what he does or what he says in terms of this guy's success or failure, as it did with any of these GMs and coaches. Nothing.
Ryan is going to oversee the entire football operations. He's going to report directly to me.
Oh. Yeah, see, he shouldn't have said that. You stop and he's going to oversee the football operations.
See, here he is. We're proud to introduce him to you. I mean, I don't know why. Why? Why do you do that?
I don't know. There's just not a need to say that. Because everybody knows you're the team president.
We know, and they all hate you. So don't belabor anything. We're proud to have him.
It just creates an image of something where it allows people to see things that aren't there when you use a word like
correct.
That. But Phillips has zero involvement in the football side.
Yep. still makes you cringe when you hear it.
Yeah, I guess I when I heard it the first time, I didn't quite appreciate the damage that that can do, because people then hear something that's not true. They get the image of him running down the hall and having to constantly be reporting to him and getting permission for everything he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not the case.
No. I know it, you know it, and I think most Bears fans know it, and maybe they don't want to, but they should. The success or failure of this regime and the new coach has nothing to do with Ted Phillips, but Ted Phillips has this way about him. First of all, that many people hate him. Most Bears fans absolutely hate him. This goes way back. Don't do that. Don't, you know, whatever you're doing, I don't know why you had to do that.
Yeah, he probably just he couldn't control himself. He had to say it. He had to hear himself say it.
But anyway, that gives you plenty of ammo if you're one of those guys saying, see? He said it, didn't he? I cringed. I did. I cringed when I heard him say it.
But again, this is a guy who's not on the practice field.
I know.
Who's not looking over rosters, not looking at their big board.
No, I just cringed for all the reasons that we're hearing, and those who still mistrust them and believe that they're the ones that are screwing this up and all the other stuff. Yeah, I mean, if you really want to get to the bottom of it, you know it's not true. But again, it's something, you don't have to say that. Why do you have to say that?
Yeah, because it's probably ego.
Well, see, that's remove the ego, dude. Run, team president, do your little thing where you make money for him and all this stuff, but please, don't, you know...
There's no other answer than that. That's ego sort of bubbling up when he should be tamping it down on a day like that.
Particularly tamping it down. But,
make it his day.
No.
Boars and Bernstein, top of the hour. You're going to hear from Ryan Pace himself as he spoke today on WSCR The Score.
New Bears GM Ryan Pace talked live with the Spiegel and Manley Show.
When it comes down to football decisions, is it all your decision, or do you have to go maybe sell that decision to somebody above you?
That was clear to me. It's all my decisions when it comes to football.
Hear the entire Ryan Pace interview with the Spiegel and Manley Show at 670thescore.com. And if news breaks on a new head coach, we'll have all the details. So keep it here
on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's tire professionals, is the store to get your car ready for winter. Suburban Tire stocks thousands of tires from all the brand names, including Michelin, where right now you can get a $70 mail-in rebate. Rebate offer good November 10th through December 8th. Stop in now and get $20 off any oil change or $40 off coolant flush. Forget the national chains. Visit them at suburbantire.com for money-saving coupons or their store locations in St. Charles, Hanover Park, Oswego, Roselle, or the Superstore on North Avenue in Glendale Heights. Suburban Tire Auto Care Centers, Chicagoland's premier independent tire dealer. See redemption form for complete offer details. Offer expires 12/8/14. Void or prohibited. Reward card issued by U.S. Bank pursuant to license from MasterCard International Incorporated.
Every week, listeners are still winning big money at DraftKings.com, the one-week fantasy game of the New England Patriots. With one-week fantasy, the action starts again every week. Right through the playoffs, you can pick your team in minutes anytime you want and be on your way to winning instant cash. So join in on what hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already discovered. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code BOSTON to play for free. DraftKings.com, exclusive partner of the Patriots. Enter BOSTON for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
The All Canada Show.
The All Canada Show has pointed you in the right direction, north that is, for 30 years. And the tradition continues January 8th through the 11th at Pheasant Run Resort St. Charles. The All Canada Show offers Canada's best fishing and hunting with the largest gathering of Canadian lodges in the U.S. The first 50 to book their Canadian adventure each day receive a $50 gift card. The All Canada Show, January 8th through the 11th at Pheasant Run Resort. Log on to allcanada.com for tickets, seminar schedule, and more. You could win a Canadian adventure of a lifetime.
The All Canada Show.
Every week, listeners are still winning big money at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. With one-week fantasy, the action starts again every week. Right through the playoffs, you can pick your team in minutes, anytime you want, and be on your way to winning instant cash. So join in on what hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans have already discovered. Head over to DraftKings.com now and enter the promo code SCORE to play for free. DraftKings.com. Bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Enter SCORE for free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Beep.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
Uh-huh, and if I hit the only tree in Lone Pine, California?
We'll send a tow truck right over.
What if I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Call 1-800-STATE-FARM and get to a better state.
To the insurance company that tried to break my heart. I am stronger than you ever gave me credit for. You thought I'd never leave? Well, today, I let you go. Today, I found GEICO. In just 15 minutes, GEICO has given me the sweet savings on my car insurance that you always promised, but never delivered. It's a brand new day, and the sun shines on my GEICO automobile insurance policy with 1,000 golden rays. And never looking back. Nancy, in New York.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station. Now it's time for 10 seconds of agony.
What New Year's resolution would you like to see the Bears adhere to?
They will substitute sugar for angel dust homes when preparing their morning coffee.
What's one question you would ask during the Bears general manager interview?
What about thanks?
What's the reason behind Derrick Rose's shooting slump?
Derrick doesn't play well in Chicago Bear weather.
Fill in the blank. When Ryan Pace found his new office, he saw that Phil Emery had left blank behind.
An unopened letter setting forth what the franchise tag can do for you.
This has been your 10 seconds of agony on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Oh, that just kept going, huh?
Yeah, well, that's what we expect on Boys of Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7, The Score. Yeah, we expect that. It's not a shock to our system. We're okay with that.
Yeah, sometimes the agony is actually better than the glory.
Yeah,
better
okay
than
with
the
that.
Ecstasy.
We've grown to live with it. We're good.
Grabbing
we're
some solid. Phone calls before the top of the hour. Mm-hmm. And this is Orland Park and Rick. He's on The Score.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Okay. And?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, okay. My question to you is, first of all, is Jay Cutler this tough, intelligent leader that Ryan is looking for? And second of all, if he's not, what can he do about it?
Cut him. You trade him or cut him. I mean,
I'm reading between the lines, which probably isn't fair, but I didn't detect a lot of love there.
I did not either.
Didn't detect it. I mean, that's a decision he didn't want to talk about. He did not want to single out individual players for questions. And of course, that was asked about four or five times today. But if you listen to what he said, it didn't sound to me like that. I would call that a big fan.
He had every opportunity to endorse him, and he didn't.
And he didn't. And look, I mean, guys around the league know what's going on. They know what's going on. And you can blame Dr. Death. We all like to blame Dr. Death. But the fact is that in year two of an offense that should have been better, it was awful, and he was awful, and the Bears know it, and I think Jay Cutler himself knows it. So you may be forced to use him next year. Maybe you may be forced to. I don't know what you're going to do about quarterback. I have no idea what you're going to do. Is David Fales still around?
For the moment.
Okay.
Maybe this coaching staff will have
could
get
be
to
gone
decide.
By the end of the show. Well, I mean, you don't have a lot of choices here. I mean, you're talking about that. You're not talking about somebody that you get in free agency. More, you know, I mean, Drew Brees only comes along every so often. So it's you know, this is why we're talking about drafting. If you're looking for that guy, that leader, that hard guy, that guy that can take your team, that guy is not in this draft that I see.
Nor is that guy Jay Cutler, I don't think.
No.
Because he's not reliable. And what it came down to, when Pace was describing that quarterback, it was somebody reliable. I believe he used the term like you always know what you're going to get from him. Mm-hmm. Cutler's the opposite of that.
Yeah.
He's the furthest thing from knowing what you're going to get from him on any drop back in any given game. So if he's really true to his words, he's looking for another signal caller.
That's what he's doing.
Mark and Wheeling, you're on the score.
Yeah, hi, guys. I'm just going to piggyback on what you were just talking about with Cutler. At the conference earlier today, our new GM was asked about Cutler. And again, as you know, his response basically was that being a quarterback is about more than just the talent that you have. It's about the person. So my fear is because of this new GM that's very young and closer to Cutler's age, that Cutler will be able
being young doesn't make you stupid. Age isn't an issue.
No, he's not going to talk him into anything. I mean, that's not going
to
happen.
He's not susceptible to being talked into something or suckered into something just because he's 37.
I think we're going to be seeing Cutler again after he sits down with Pace. And that's my
Well, you
fear.
May see him. It's got nothing to do with being fooled by him.
Right. It's not that he's going to get conned into keeping him. There may be no better alternative for 1 year.
You don't have a lot of alternatives right now. It's not that he
Cutler.
Thinks...
Well, it's the same Cutler.
We know that. But he knows
forget
that.
Forget about next year.
Don't worry about next
don't
year.
Don't worry about
next year doesn't matter, other than how you're building toward winning a Super Bowl. And it's possible that your best option is to retain Cutler for a year. It is possible that he thinks the best option is to bite the bullet now and get rid of him and start fresh and be really, really bad and get a better draft pick. That's possible, too.
Or bring Josh back.
Bring what? Who?
Bring Josh back. That's a good guy.
Oh, good God. You're not a McCown cretin, are you?
You said that he's the guy that should have been our quarterback.
Who said that?
Who said that?
You said that.
No, you got the wrong show, Mark. McCown's awful, Mark. And he's also under contract. He signed a 2-year, $10 million.
Police are coming for you, Mark.
Yeah, I think the authorities,
gotta go.
The authorities are coming to take you to stupid prison.
They're getting there now.
Yeah, they got you. We set our
So, Dan, like that conversation we had earlier. So,
yeah. So back to that.
Want to agree with me or yet or what?
As a matter of fact, we're the dumbest show.
I remember when you guys said how good of a quarterback.
Yeah, we're the dumbest show because we had a guy call us and say he's going to make $5 million a season. After this, this was before, we got into last offseason.
And I didn't think anybody could be that stupid.
Yep.
And it turns out the Tampa Bay Buccaneers were that stupid. And then the Tampa Bay paper runs a headline to Chicago, take him back.
everybody gets the bear. It was just
so awful. In Downers Grove, here's Jeff on the score.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Still fine.
I'm getting sick of hearing these people talk, putting words in people's mouths and trying to think, decipher everything. People have to realize that the Bears have a business, and in the business there's a hierarchy. And when Ted Phillips said report, all he means to is inform of my decision. I have a company and I have people that I give power to, and they don't check with me on everything. They let me know what their decisions are. That way I can go up the chain too, and if there's requisitions that need to be done or there's things that need to be done, I'm informed of that person's decision. And the second thing they need to know is that Jay Cutler sounds like he's irrelevant to Pace's decisions. I think Pace wants to win, and whatever quarterback gives him the best chance right now, he'll do until he finds a better option.
That's well said on both counts.
Option. Yeah, I think he knows that's a bad option. You listen to him carefully. I think he realizes that's a bad option, but it may be the only one he has.
Yeah, but you're right about the phrase report, too.
Yeah.
When you do something, just pay me the courtesy of letting me know.
But nobody hates your company that I'm aware of.
Well, you didn't ask what his company was.
If we knew more about your company, maybe we could hate it.
Drew and Streeter, you're on the score.
Hey, guys. You know, when you say that Pace has, you know, complete control of the football operations and that he's not directly reporting to Ted Phillips, does that mean that Pace makes the decision about Cutler solely?
Yes.
Does that mean that he hires the head coach solely?
It's his call. If you listen to what he said, that he's interested to know what other people think about the head coaching hire, but it's his call. It's his decision, his hire. His roster. I don't know what's unclear here.
Well, the thing, I mean, with the money owed to Cutler and the money already paid to Cutler on this horrendous contract.
Just as it was Phil Emery's call to give him that horrendous contract, it will be Pace's call what to do next.
So the ramifications won't dictate him going to the McCaskey or going to Phillips.
What is difficult to understand here? What is unclear about this?
Why does he have to go to them? Why would you think that?
Because Ted Phillips is still involved in the decision.
No, he's not!
To hire the general manager.
To hire him! To hire him! To hire him!
He's handing the keys over.
Yes!
Why wasn't this said at the news conference? When they let go of Emery, when they let go of
when they hired Emery, Emery had the same power.
When they announced that they were firing Trestman and Emery, why didn't they make it clear?
It is clear. It is clear. It was clear. Where have you been?
It was not clear. At the news conference, he did not state he was handing the keys of the football operation over to
Emery. He gave Emery all that power when he hired Emery 3 years ago.
You don't believe he was involved in, he didn't have his stamp of approval on the Cutler deal to begin with?
Emery signed Cutler to that deal. Emery was fully in charge of the football operation. Fully. What's hard here?
Wow. Did Phillips or McCaskey have to sign off on that Cutler deal? No, I'm asking you. Did they have to? I think that's what he was trying to ask.
No.
No.
So did Emery go to Phillips and say, I'm going to do this with Cutler, this extension, this money? Or did he just do it without telling them? Then he said, oh, hey, by the way, I did this with Jay yesterday.
He informs them. He said, here's what I'm doing.
And what would have happened if Phillips said, no, we're not doing that?
Well, if I'm Emery, I quit.
Did Phillips have the power to say that to him? Did Phillips have the power to say, we're not giving Jay that contract? That's what people are asking. I mean, you're losing your
I'm losing my... Because
No, that's not what I said. It's not about what will he do. I asked you a simple question.
No.
It's a fair question to ask.
No,
Ted Phillips have the power to say to Phil Emery, you cannot sign Jay Cutler that contract?
The point is, Phil Emery did not have to ask him what he thought.
Did he have the power to veto that contract extension for Jay Cutler?
I have no idea because I know Phil Emery was allowed.
That's what people want to know. That's all they want to know. They want to know if they have the power to do whatever they want with contracts, with personnel, roster, or can Ted Phillips, as a president, veto their decision?
Well, here's what he could do.
It's a fair question. Wait. I mean, don't talk over me. Let me just ask the question.
Let me just explain it.
No, because you're not answering my simple question.
Ultimately, what he could do.
Okay, I'm going to hang up on you now.
Ultimately, what he could do is
I asked a very simple question.
I'm telling you, he could fire Phil Emery, is what you do.
But that's not what I asked
you,
though.
George.
That's not what I asked you.
George wanted
him fired.
Does Ted Phillips have the veto power over decisions that Ryan Pace would make, that Phil Emery made? Could Ted Phillips say, no, you're not signing Jay Cutler this extension?
I think you would fire him. Okay. That there is you've hired it, you've given him power.
I know, but that's not what people are asking or want to know.
Yeah, but Matt, if that had happened, somebody who'd been fired by the Bears would have said it.
Okay, and that's all people want to know.
Phil Emery had final say.
Listen,
I'm
not saying one way or the other what I feel or what it should be, or I'm not trying to irritate you or piss you off. I'm asking what I think people can't articulate to you. If Ted Phillips said, no, you are not allowed to give Jay this contract, then people want to know if Ted Phillips has that type of power.
Well, I think ultimately an owner can do whatever an owner wants.
But they're not asking about the owner. They don't care about Virginia McCann. They're asking about Ted Phillips. Does Ted Phillips have that type of veto power? Did he have it over Phil Emery? Does he have it over Ryan Pace? That's all people want to know.
No.
No.
He does not.
Great. asked and answered.
No,
does not.
Perfect. But however, when you do have an organizational hierarchy, it's a complicated question. It's not a simple question, because having the power to do it isn't the same as an agreement you have upon hiring someone. Because you have the power to go back on the terms of an agreement, and that's what causes huge rifts in organizations,
right,
and causes people to resign.
It's really not that complicated.
It is.
It's really not. I asked the simple question. You answered it, you gave the answer.
But it is more complicated than that. Because if
Ted Phillips didn't want that contract signed, and he said no, and Phil Emery has complete power, I don't care what you're saying, Ted. I have complete control. I'm doing it anyway.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I mean. Where if you hire someone on a condition.
Right,
if you hire someone,
did Phil Emery have that type of power?
I'm
saying.
Phil Emery did have that type of
power.
Okay,
so had they
chosen to change his power, that's different.
Right,
but they didn't go back on that.
I asked a very simple question. There's point A to the answer, which is point B, and you're trying to get off all these different avenues.
No, it's not simple though.
Yeah, it really is.
It's not.
No, it